You're at 657 AM, radio with the truth in its voice.
That's Mobile Zibeko with Isi Pepelo Sami right here on Radio Puppet, your daily companion, bringing us to exactly 10 after 6. Good evening and welcome to it. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey G, and of course we are together until 8 o'clock this evening. Thank you very much, Yuan, as always, for the wonderful program Spectrum, and I hope that you enjoyed I hope you enjoyed listening to him as always, and thank you very much. And all the best. That's Reverend Yuan Els right here on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. Before I can continue with what I have in store for you, let me remind you that Cape Pulpit is off air temporarily for the next few hours due to water damage, and they will be back on air tomorrow morning with the breakfast show. And again, if you want to know more about Radio Pulpit, to see your presenters more especially, if you haven't seen them on any other platforms, or maybe if you haven't seen them doing their thing live, you know, virtually, so this is an opportunity for you to do that by watching us on YouTube. Ladies and gentlemen, you can now not only listen to us 24/7 a day, 7 days a week on radio, but you can see us as well. Watch that. Watch what you want when you want it. Subscribe to Radio Pulpit's YouTube channel and get motivational videos, testimonies, interviews, live programs, and so much more with your daily companion. It is exactly 12 after 6. Good evening and welcome to it. Let me just remind you that, tonight we have a jam-packed program, and in a little while we'll be speaking to somebody from the NCR, that's National Credit Regulator, at in 30 minutes' time. We'll be joined by none other than Tate Elias Shamatla, followed by... Okay, I'll just give you the details with regard to our this evening's lineup. So all I'm asking you today is to please stay right where you are for that, and at least you have a foretaste of what you can expect this evening. So on the line we have Mr. Golele. That's Mr. Jimmy Golele. Dada Golele, good evening and welcome. Dada Golele? Oh, Dada Golele. How come I can't get to hear him? Dada Golele, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Yes, good evening to you and to the listeners of Pulpit FM.
All right, then. He's with us on the line. That's Mr. Jimmy Golele from the National Credit Regulators. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Say, what you do there at NCR.
Thank you. At the NCR, I'm known as a Senior Education and Communication Officer. My responsibility includes, amongst others, conducting consumer education, making raising awareness and giving consumers some information regarding the work that is done by the National Credit Regulator, making them aware of their rights and responsibilities when it comes to credit matters.
Okay, that's basically what you do there.
Definitely.
And by the way, NCR is a government agency.
The NCR is a government agency. We are under the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition.
I think it's important for them to know that so that they can take you seriously, because you're not an independent. Not to say that independence agency are not as important as government agency there. So I just wanted them to, you know, listen attentively to you guys, to take you seriously, because, hey, in listening to you and in knowing who you guys are, I believe that therein lie the solutions to some of their problems. And today we're looking at a debt review and debt counseling.
Certainly, that is the topic for today. Yeah. And I'm happy that you have mentioned both terms, because some people tend to think there is something called debt review and there's something else called debt counseling. The two mean basically the same thing.
Oh, okay.
We just use the two words interchangeably to refer to the same thing.
Oh, okay. All right. What's debt counseling then? Or what's debt review then?
Debt review is a debt relief measure provided for in terms of the National Credit Act to over-indebted consumers. If you are a consumer who is struggling with meeting your financial obligations to the people that you owe, if you cannot pay all the people where you have taken loans or bought stuff on credit, instead of defaulting, instead of ignoring your calls when they come through, we encourage you to contact a debt counselor who is registered with the National Credit Regulator. So the debt counselor approaches, after you have spoken to a debt counselor and indicated your circumstances, the role of the debt counselor will be approach the people that you owe and negotiate a lower installment that you can afford, so that at the end of the day, you still continue paying for the debts that you have. You still pay for the things that you acquired on credit, and therefore your assets are protected, and the people that you owe cannot take legal action against you.
I'm sure that you can agree with me that most of the people who think, like, who are not able to repay their debtors, the moment they come at that cul-de-sac, they think that is the end of their lives. So that's why in most cases they avoid those calls. Kanti, there is a way out. And thanks to NCR, they can always, you know, save their properties, their houses and their cars, and they can also be able to breathe freely again, because then they can be they can have their repayment structured in a way that they can be able to live their lives normally again.
There is indeed certainly a way out, and then as you correctly indicate, a lot of people tend to think they have reached a cul-de-sac. And even before one concludes on approaching a debt counselor, one still has the opportunity, particularly when at the onset of the problem of struggling with your debts, one can approach the people that you owe, the creditors, and negotiate yourselves with the people that you owe, or the credit providers, for a lower installment. And that process is even much better, in the sense that you do not have to pay anything to anyone for that kind of relief. Only when you do not win with the credit providers, if they are not willing or interested in listening to your story, then we encourage you to then contact a debt counselor. Because with a debt counselor, there is a way of twisting the arm of the credit providers to concede to your request.
Who is then eligible to receive debt counseling or debt review?
Debt counseling is meant for people who are over indebted and who have some form of income. So you have to be, the criteria is that you have to be over indebted. You don't just go into debt counseling because you want to go on a payment holiday or you want to make a saving. You have to be over indebted to be considered as a client for debt counseling. Secondly, you have to be earning some form of income, because your debt counselor is going to negotiate that you are going to be able to pay. So if you have no form of income, there are little prospects of you being able to pay for your debt.
All right, then, it's 18 minutes after 6 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We have Mr. Jimmy Golele with us on the line, and we're talking about debt counseling and debt review. Where are the pros and cons of debt counseling?
As with any process, there are pros and cons, of course. The pros or the advantages of undergoing debt counseling is that, one, your assets are protected while you're under debt review. This simply means credit providers cannot take legal action against you. They cannot come and kick you out of the house. They cannot come and repossess your broker. They cannot take a garnish order against you. This only applies if you have taken action on time. Any credit provider who has already commenced with legal action before you decided to go for debt counseling is precluded from the process. Meaning, it is quite critical for consumers to be aware that once they feel any debts, any challenge in terms of meeting their financial obligations, they should, without any waste of time, take action, which includes contacting a debt counselor so that they can initiate the process. The second advantage will be that once you are under debt counseling, then your installments are reduced. That is what the debt counselor would do. They would negotiate for lower installments that you can afford with your disposable income. And along with reduced installments, debt counselors also try and negotiate with credit providers to lower your interest rate. It may happen that you were on an account where you were being charged maybe 18%. Then the debt counselor will negotiate for a percentage which will be lower than the original interest that you were paying. And then you only pay one installment on a monthly basis, that is provided you are using a PDA. So instead of having to pay multiple accounts at the end of the month, there is only one deduction from your salary at the end of the month, provided you are using a PDA, because you have an option of making the payment yourself. And then you also try and you also live free of stress in a way, in that you are no longer expecting those calls from the credit providers harassing you and asking you when you're going to pay for your accounts. Once you're under debt counseling, the credit providers will stop calling you. However, as you said, the pros and cons, there is also a downside to debt counseling. And then one of the challenges with that is that once you're under debt counseling, you can no longer apply for more credit. And if you look at it upside down, this disadvantage is not really a disadvantage, because why would you want to apply for more credit when you cannot cope with the credit that you are currently having?
Is this so, one of the reasons? Then, is this one of the reasons why many people don't want to go through the debt counseling and debt review process?
It's probably one of the reasons, because there is a feeling that a lot of us have become heavily dependent on credit. So if you know that for a certain number of years, 4, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, you will not be able to access credit. So a lot of people find that very frustrating. But unfortunately, it is what it is. And for me, it only makes sense, Bravo, that once you are struggling, once you are under debt counseling, you are not meeting your current obligations. Why do you want more debt when you can deal with your current debt? The other disadvantage of being under debt counseling is that it does not come for free. It is a service which is rendered by debt counselors, not by the National Credit Regulator. So debt counselors, being people in business, they charge for the service that they render. So it costs you it costs you something to undergo the process of debt counseling.
Are they under your regulations, though? Do they fall under you as the regulator?
Definitely, the debt counselors are regulated by the National Credit Regulator, and we encourage anyone who is considering undergoing debt counseling to ensure that they are dealing with a registered debt counselor.
Mm. Is there a cap web of the amount that you are supposed to pay them? Are there a way that the consumers can be able to know whether they're getting a raw deal from the debt counselors themselves? Are there any guidance for the consumers to know exactly? Or is anything goes for the debt counselors with regards to they can charge any amount that they want?
Luckily for the consumers, it's a regulated process. The debt counselors do not charge what they want. All the fees that they charge are regulated in terms of the National Credit Act. Right from the time when you apply, the fee is kept, the legal fees, the debt counseling fees, the aftercare fees, all these fees are regulated in terms of the National Credit Regulator. And any consumer who wants, we normally encourage any consumer who wants to undergo the process of debt counseling to familiarize themselves with these fees so that they do not find themselves being charged what is not allowed in terms of the law.
All right, then it's 24 minutes after 6 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I don't know if you are done with your pros and cons.
Basically, I have covered all that there is to cover. However, what I would like to indicate is that I know a lot of people find undergoing debt counseling a frustrating process. Mm. However, if you are a consumer who is struggling with their repayment, it is a process that is worth considering. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't help not to consider debt counseling. Because if you don't, credit providers also have rights, and then they can take legal action against you. And the sad part is when they take legal action against you, for instance, if they come and kick you out of your house or come and repossess your car, you might find yourself still paying for these items which you no longer have. Whereas if you have undergone debt counseling with its challenges, you will only be paying for items that you still have. You will be paying for a house that you are living in. You will be paying for a car that you are still driving. So even with its challenges and the few things that make consumers uncomfortable with debt counseling, it is still a process worth considering.
I think it's worth the while compared to the frustrations and a miserable life that you live once the the creditors are at your door and they want to take whatever that you have. So I think it's worth it for them to go through this process. And the other thing that I want to say that's just in passing is I think it boils down to our education with regard to how we viewed debt and credit. There was a time, I don't know about other people, but from my own observation, when we thought that when having your loan approved or having access to credit makes you feel like you are a successful person, even with the cars that people had, the credit cards, the clothing stores, cards and what have you. So people looked like, they felt like they have arrived. And I think that's the reason why they struggle a lot to, not being able to buy in debt because they think it's the end of the world. Whereas buying in cash is the key. So I think once people can learn to do that, if the sooner they do that, the better to learn to buy, cash to sort of save for the time when they can be able to buy whatever they need cash. I think if people can be taught that one, that can be awesome. Now let's look at the last part. Is there any difference between debt counseling and debt consolidation loans?
There is certainly a difference in the sense that when you undergo debt counseling, you use your own money. The debt counselor makes a repayment plan and uses your own money to pay the people that he owes. When you consolidate, you basically take a bigger loan from a credit provider, and then you pay off all the people that you owe, and you are left with one debt. However, you need to be aware that the loan that you have taken will come with the cost of credit, which will include your interest, your initiation fee, your service fee. While you will be paying one installment, you will be repaying the money that you have now taken in addition to the older loans that you have had all the time. So basically, that's the difference. With consolidation, you borrow money, pay off all your debts, only pay one installment. With consolidation, you use your own money to pay off your debt in one installment via PDA.
All right, then there you had it from Mr. Golole himself, from the National Credit Regulator. So in closing, what else can you say to the listeners of Radio Pulpit before you give us your contact details?
In closing, I will reiterate what you said just a few seconds ago, that as consumers, as citizens in South Africa, we need to improve our financial literacy, so we can make informed transacting decisions. A lot of people get trapped in troubles that have to do with debt and credit and repaying loans that they have taken, because we simply take these loans willy-nilly. When you get a call offering you a loan, you don't think twice whether you need this loan or whether you want this loan or whether you can do without this loan. When we get offered things and services, and then the first thing that comes to our mind, if we don't have the money for this, is to go and borrow money so that we can be able to finance these lifestyles, these things that are offered to us when we don't have the money for it. So it is critical, and it cannot be overemphasized, the need for us to become financially literate so that we can make informed transacting decisions as consumers. And critically important as well is for consumers to be aware of the agencies that exist in South Africa that are established to assist them when they have challenges. Agencies such as the National Credit Regulator and other consumer protection offices across the country.
All right, your contact details?
The National Credit Regulator is reachable at 086-0627-627-0860.
Just slow down for us, please, so that we can be able to write. 0860-627-627.
That is 086-0627-627. And for consumers who have complaints, for example, you asked if these fees are regulated, if a consumer may have been overcharged by a debt counselor, or they have any other complaint that relates to credit, they can send a complaint to the National Credit Regulator at this email address, complaints@ncr.org.za, complaints@ncr.org.za. And as you indicated earlier on, we are a government agency, so our services are completely free, so consumers should not hesitate to seek our assistance in case they are struggling with some of their credit providers or debt counselors or credit bureaus.
Yes. Then the website again, www.ncr?
Our website for more information is www.ncr.org.za. And for any consumers or any groupings of people, churches, employers, stock sales, who may be interested in the NCR, taking this discussion beyond Pulpit FM, they are free to engage us or request a workshop by sending an email to workshops@ncr.org.za, workshops@ncr.org.za. You may request this workshop from any corner of the country, and it will come to you at no cost. And then we do both virtual and face-to-face workshops.
Ndate Golele, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you so much, and we also want to thank Pulpit FM for making it possible for us to interact with you.
Okay, just Radio Pulpit. We are not on FM, we are on AM. Maybe it's
Radio Pulpit.
Or Pulpit AM. Right.
Thank
Pulpit
you for
AM.
That
thank you very much, sir. Looking forward to speaking with you again in not so far away future. That's Mr. Golele on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. www.ncr.org.za. www.ncr.org.za, and the number is 0860-627-627.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.